Hey, Pastor Bill here. I didn't know if you heard about this or not, but you know that Brandon Manning, that soldier that was convicted of turning in countless high-visibility secrets to WikiLeaks and was sentenced to 35 years? Yes, your tax dollars are paying for his sex change. This was posted on Army Times today. Army Times today, this morning. And I just wanted you to know that the military has just now approved hormone therapy for Brandon, now Chelsea, Manning. Listen in.
In what's being called a first for the U.S. Army, officials at Fort Leavenworth have approved hormone therapy for convicted national security leaker Chelsea Manning. USA Today obtained a memo written earlier this month by one of the base's top officials, saying, after carefully considering the recommendation that hormone treatment is medically appropriate and necessary, and weighing all associated safety and security risks presented, I approve adding hormone treatment to inmate Manning's treatment plan. Manning was arrested in 2010 of passing classified documents to the website WikiLeaks and was held for 3 years before being convicted on most of the charges. The day after receiving a 35-year prison sentence, the former Army Private First Class released a statement announcing her intention to live as a woman.
I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female. Given the way that I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible.
Manning sued the Army last year for denying hormone treatment despite the Army's own doctors diagnosing her with gender dysphoria. The American Psychological Association's diagnostic handbook recently changed the way it discusses gender dysphoria. Basically, being transgender is no longer considered to be a disorder. Instead, the problem is the clinically significant distress people experience when there's a mind-body disconnect. A report from the Williams Institute last year found that stress can cause transgender people to be at a much higher risk for major depression and self-harm. The report said close to half of transgender people attempt suicide at some point in their lives. Because gender dysphoria is a diagnosable disorder and because hormone therapy is an approved treatment, Manning's lawyers argued that the military was denying her the treatment without any medical basis. The director of a transgender advocacy group told USA Today, "The Army's decision means it is simply fulfilling its obligation to provide Manning with medical care. If she has a heart attack, they have to treat that too." Manning had another big announcement this week, that she would be writing a column about transgender rights and freedom of information for The Guardian. No word on when the hormone treatments will begin. For Newsy, I'm Jay Struberg.
Well, there you are, and the print version will be available on the recording as well. A few interesting notes. First of all, the doctor said it was necessary. I will grant you, I don't know all of the, psychological aspect. I don't know what the world deems necessary or deems as even remotely necessary when it comes to calling this medical care. Apparently, the commentator, as well as the decision made by the military, says that this is really necessary. This is a necessary part of Manning's medical care. They're still trying to decide if he has gender dysphoria, if they're in some sort of disorder. They haven't quite made their decision, have they? Now, think that through. I just wanted you to be aware. I'm not trying to convince anyone out there that transgenderism is wrong. If you're listening to this recording and you don't believe that being a transgendered person if you don't believe that changing your gender is wrong, well, I don't know what you're doing listening to sermon audio. So let me speak to those of you who understand that God made male and female on the sixth day, and Genesis 1:26, and that he is a good designer, and whether or not this whole mind-body disconnect thing occurred, you are who God made you. Now, I'm not saying that every now and then you're not going to have fantasy about what would it be like to be a woman, or a man, or a woman, what would it be like to be a man. But eventually, a person has to be willing to let God be God. And to say, well, I feel this way, means that I was given the wrong equipment, I was given the wrong body. I would say these people actually don't belong in the same, Well, in a way, I don't think they belong in the same group as homosexuals. As I said, almost straight out homosexuals. It's kind of a self-contradicting statement. Because the homosexuals say, I love men, I'm a man, and I love men, that makes me homosexual. I'm supposed to love men, God made me this way. They have to appeal to a creator. But a transgender has to be willing to say, I'm a woman, and I should be a man. So in a way, they belong in the same group, because they're saying that they're designed in a way that we know God didn't design them. But in another way, they don't belong in the same group, because homosexuals would say, I admit I am a man, and I admit that I love men. Whereas transgenders say, I am a man physically, but I am not one. I am not one inside. I'm not one in the heart. I'm not one in the mind. Again, I'm not interested in the pathology behind this. I'm interested in just making sure that you, the Bible-believing, God-fearing, Christ-loving taxpayer, is aware of what you're paying for in Kansas today. I don't know if that bothers you. I don't know if it bothers you that half of all people who are transgender attempt suicide. I don't know if you understand what that basically means, is that we're funding a guild of suicidal people. I don't want to see anyone take their own life. I don't want anyone losing to sin. So I don't know why we would be okay with this. Again, I don't know of why a military judge, I don't know of how a military officer would look at this and say, this is definitely the right decision. If he weren't covering up some sin of his own. The only thing I can think of is that he's concerned about that law of the harvest, that one day a sin of his is going to be found out, and he is not going to want to be judged, and so he lets this get by. I really don't understand it, other than to point us back to Genesis 19 and realize that when those sodomites were blinded, it didn't stop them from reaching for the doorknob. There is no logical process of thought here. No rationality. Nothing. This goes beyond the rational mind. This is the person who has been hardwired for a particular sin, and they have an entire bleeding heart liberal agenda supporting them. So, all over the country today, you, the taxpayer, me, the taxpayer, you get to pay for abortion, and you get to pay for convicts, treasoners, to not only live, having every meal paid for the rest of their miserable existence. Oh, of course, he's eligible for parole in 7 years. But you also get to pay for him to become a woman behind bars. Because I guess making license plates and earning college degrees wasn't enough. Now we're going to pay for someone's transgender process. This is Pastor Bill. And I want you to know the good news behind this is that one day, all debauchery will be outlawed. And Jesus Christ will be king. And he'll rule with a rod of iron. And by the way, he's a man and he knows it.